You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Turning now to world news, outgoing U.S. President Barack Obama and European Union leaders have met to reaffirm their commitment to the unity of the NATO military alliance and to sanctions against Russia over the crisis in Ukraine. The announcement came amid concerns about the future of European-American relations when Donald Trump takes over the U.S. presidency in January. However, as Stefan Boss reports, the chief of the NATO military alliance has spoken with Trump in an effort to ease tensions.
U.S. President Barack Obama met the leaders of Germany, Britain, France, Italy, and Spain in Berlin at a time of uncertainty about the future of transatlantic relations. It was their first summit since Donald Trump won the U.S. presidential elections following a controversial campaign. Trump has criticized the NATO military alliance and said he hoped for warmer ties with Russia, despite international outrage over its military role in Ukraine and Syria. And in comments that have worried especially some of Russia's neighbors, Trump called the 70-year-old alliance obsolete and said the U.S. might only defend those NATO member states who had been attacked if they had paid their NATO dues. Yet NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg tried to ease tensions, with the alliance saying he had spoken by phone to Trump, congratulating him on his election victory. Stoltenberg also told reporters that he understood Trump's concerns about defense spending.
And there I absolutely agree with him. We need a more balanced burden sharing between the United States and Europe. It's not viable in the long run that the United States pays 70% of total defense spending of NATO. My top priority since I took over Secretary General in 2014 has been to make sure that European allies increase their defense spending.
And he said he was looking forward to meeting Trump.
I will welcome him to the NATO summit in Brussels, and I'm looking forward to welcoming him, because I'm absolutely confident that President Trump will maintain American leadership in the alliance and will maintain a strong U.S. commitment to European security.
His comments came after President Obama urged President-elect Trump to stand up to Russia. He and EU leaders also said that attacks on the city of Aleppo by Syrian government troops and Russia should be immediately halted. And they made clear that the sanctions imposed against Russia must remain in place until Moscow fully met its commitments to resolve the conflict in Ukraine. Western nations accuse Russia of sending its troops and weapons into eastern Ukraine to support separatist fighters, a claim Moscow denies. Yet the future of the European Union remains shaky, with British Prime Minister Theresa May saying that preparations for Britain's exit from the EU were on track and might be triggered by the end of March next year. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos reporting.